Yeah, for sure. And the XDX 5000 would be a great way to get in there, you know. And they're not terribly expensive. It's crazy how they hold their value, you know, after all these years and all the abuse those radios have seen. But yeah, they're great radios. They get you on the network, and I would probably, you know, you really should look at where you live, because you might, and where you work, maybe you might. It's tough to decide whether, you know, you'd want a VHF one or a UHF. The VHF is probably broader, you know, like it's got a broader coverage, because there's more receive sites that are VHF. But if you're, you know, bouncing around between like Warren and Mount Clemens, you might like the UHF option. So it kind of depends. But yeah, those are great radios, and doesn't have to be crazy expensive to get your foot in the door. I would nudge towards a mobile just for that extra power when you're, you know, especially if you can get VHF and get a mobile. That's probably what I would do if I was to, you know, do that route. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's a great system, the great radios, and I can get you the CPS if you need it, you know, whatever. But got a couple of radios for Anthony that I need to get to. So yeah, they're XTX 5000s, but they're his. So I gotta get in there and mess with those code plugs. And but yeah, they're great radios. So over to you, Tim.